Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Hello and welcome to a June 4 segment from the Kentucky Water Fuel Museum, June 4, 2009. With us today is a mechanic. He is a owner of a mechanic shop in Jacksonville, Florida. His name is Kevin White. And our purpose in inviting him to be a guest on this show is to confirm certain claims that were broadcast on a Jacksonville news station this week. With us is Kevin White. Are you not with us, Kevin?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
good morning.
Thanks so much for being willing to call in on such short notice and participate in this program.
You're welcome.
It's important for the claims by inventors all over the country and all over the world to be confirmed by the people most knowledgeable about vehicles and engines, namely you, shop owners and mechanics that are out there daily working on fuel systems and whatnot.
Yes.
And we have a very interesting claim that was just shown on the Jacksonville local news, was it not?
Yes, actually the story ran here first night before last.
Okay, so this is pretty fresh information then.
Yes, it is. It's fresh.
Now, how is it that your shop was chosen to confirm this guy's claims?
Well, our shop is been in the same location in Jacksonville for over 35 years. We're a well-known shop and have a great reputation. And you know, when people want things done right, they send it to us. And so Channel 12 thought that we would be the people that could confirm or deny this guy's claims.
And again, the name of the business is White's Automotive, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
And you also have an auto parts store, I noticed, as I looked up whitepages.com on your business?
No, we do not have an auto parts store. No, just we're specifically a repair facility.
Okay, but it lists you as perhaps a supplier of parts as well.
Oh, yeah, but go ahead.
Anyway, so you've been at this a long time. Channel 12 News, was it, then contacts you and asks you to look over the engine compartment of this vehicle. What kind of vehicle was it?
It was an 05 Scion XB with a 1.5 four-cylinder.
Okay. And this is the first you'd ever heard of this, or had anything else been publicized locally about this invention?
Not locally about this particular person, but, you know, there's all types of claims and kits you can buy over the Internet that claim to, you know, use water as a fuel source.
Or as at least a boost. Which,
yes, correct.
What this claim is also, right? This wasn't an totally full-blown water car, but rather a what we would call a hydrogen booster.
Correct.
Okay, so they arrive at your shop and they raise the hood, and what do you see?
Well, we see two mason jars with one of them with pure water and one with a kind of a brown-looking substance that's actually the water that is supposedly being cooked to separate the hydrogen and the oxygen. And a couple of vacuum hoses and a little bit of wiring. And, you know, it looked fairly primitive, really.
Okay, now, what was the purpose of the clear water jar? Did he explain that to you? Or?
It was basically, I guess, to put it in layman's terms, it was an IV to actually keep the one with the brown-looking water, it basically kept that full at all times.
So it was the refill?
Correct.
Tank. Okay. And what, was it just gravity fed into it?
I'm not exactly sure how it was fed into that system.
But they seemed to be on the same level, weren't they?
Yes, they were pretty much right on the same level.
And when you say vacuum lines, are we implying then that the thing was actually driven by engine vacuum?
Correct. He was drawing the vapors off of the brown looking fluid right directly into the intake through vacuum hoses.
Like he maybe had a T in the line going to the PCV valve or something, or?
He just had a straight vacuum source going directly into the intake, and I think he had it branched through a solenoid. But you know, it wasn't it wasn't being injected individually into cylinders, but it was just kind of a broadcast spray into the intake system and dispersed, you know, from there. But, you know, like I said, the guy says he's only got about $15 in each kit, you know, a couple of jars, a little bit of lines, and he would not let us look into exactly what he had in his mason jar. I suppose that's his secret, that he's wanting to try to get patented.
Yeah, but it really was some nasty-looking stuff, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was.
Yeah, it looked more black to me in the video that I saw just a few minutes ago.
It's probably because of lighting or something, but it's more of a brown-looking substance.
Okay,
and
that's
the color that it gives off after it's, he said, when it was, after it had been cooked.
Yeah. Well, it is true that when you pass current through electrodes in water, if the electrodes are made of the wrong material, or if the water has contaminants in it, you will end up with a dark, like, orange-brown sludge, rusty-looking sludge.
Exactly. And you know, he said he used, I'm not sure exactly what type of water he used in that system, but he said you could use tap water, you know, bottled water, any type of water. And of course, you don't know exactly what's in. You know, you got chlorine, fluoride, you know, a little bit of everything in tap water.
Yeah,
so.
Iron, you know.
Exactly.
Well, then the electrode material also. High-grade stainless steel seems to be the best material to avoid these, what they call precipitates, coming out in the water.
Right. Mason jars maybe not doing the exact job he wanted. It's, like I said, it's primitive, but I think it was accomplishing what he was looking for.
Okay, and what were those claims? What did he claim to be accomplishing in gas mileage or whatever?
I think as you see in the video, he never claimed how much fuel that he used, only how much water that he used. He claimed to have traveled 100 miles on 1 ounce of water, but he did not know how much fuel he had used.
A car would normally get pretty good gas mileage anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably in the high 30s, mid-30s, something like that on that particular vehicle. But he thought that he had his injection system shut down and was running on vapors, but in actuality, that's not what was happening.
Okay, well, that is a curious claim. He did say in the interview that some gasoline was being consumed, and in a fuel-injected vehicle, he held up a blue connector, I suppose, and said...
It was a relay.
A relay, okay. So he said that the fuel injectors had been disconnected. But in the video, you are seen holding one of those voltage testing lights, right?
Correct.
And the tester is lighting up. And you're
yes,
saying that there is a signal at the injectors.
Right, there was a signal at the injectors. The way he had his little mechanism connected, he was actually backfeeding that circuit that he disconnected the relay from with 12 volts. And when he thought pulling the relay disconnected his, you know, his injector's signal and his fuel pump, it in actuality did not, because the system he had re-energized that system. So his fuel pump was running, his injectors were triggering, and so he was getting fuel to the from the pump, from the injectors, into each cylinder. But as soon as we disconnected one of the injectors harnesses, that cylinder began to misfire. So it was losing fuel. So it did create a misfire as soon as it was disconnected from the fuel injector.
Which shows that his unit was not providing the fuel for that cylinder.
Correct. At least not enough on its own. You know, he may be enhancing it some with this design that he has, but he's a long ways away from actually running it solely on water, or even
right.
A majority of his fuel coming from water.
Well, the ultimate test would be to disconnect his unit and see what happens. In other
exactly.
words, and you didn't do that.
No, like I said, we had very limited time. He came late in the afternoon, and of course they were in a hurry to get the story so they could run it that day.
Yeah,
and,
but boy, that would have been a good thing to do at that point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It would be great. And of course, I have made an appointment with him to see him again in about 2 weeks. He's going to be out of town for 2 weeks. He's an airplane pilot, and he has to go to some training class for a couple of weeks. But when he returns, I'm going to get with him, and we're going to try to determine exactly what his fuel economy is with that system engaged.
Yeah, now we have mentioned him several times without mentioning his name. His name is actually Anthony Brown, isn't it?
Correct.
And he is a local Jacksonville citizen.
He lives in Nassau County, which is just a county north from here.
I see. Okay. Yeah, well, I tried to look up Anthony Brown. Unfortunately, it's a very common name. There's about 30 of them in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Okay, so your take on the system is that it may be doing something, but it certainly isn't running the engine.
Correct.
And what we find with hydrogen boosters is that they do enhance the burn of the fossil fuel, whether it be gasoline or diesel. They do give greater power and fuel efficiency because of enhancing the burn and making it more complete, and thereby reducing pollution coming out the tailpipe as well. So the technology is legitimate, but
yes,
not everybody's claim for what they are doing in their particular system is necessarily legitimate.
Right. He,
and that's why it's important to get some verification, which is very good why, you know, that we've been doing that this morning and talking to you.
Exactly. Well, you know, the only, as you notice in the video, though, they never asked me a question. I think they were wanting to get the story out as quick as possible. They didn't want me to, you know, to kill it. But, you know, I think the guy's on the right track. He's, you know, of course, his mind's working, and he's trying to come up with some innovation to help fuel economy, and that in itself is not bad. I mean, we need a lot of people doing that. You know, the
exactly.
more thinkers we get out there, the better chance we have of maybe coming up with something that will help us in this time of high fuel costs.
You're absolutely right, and pollution as well. I mean, the fuel cost is only
exactly.
a part of the equation. The pollution we're all creating as we drive around is also something that, if we can be reducing it with simple mason jar-like devices, why aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, that's right.
You know, and if it starts in a mason jar, of course, it can always be produced by some corporation. They're not going to be using a mason jar. They'll be using a stainless steel canister or whatever.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. But, yeah, I was interested to see what was happening. While it was running, supposedly on those vapors, I want to get a better chance to take a look at it, which he may allow us to do. Take a look, see what the computer is seeing at the time, you know, see how our fuel trim is reacting when it's actually running off of his system compared to just running off of the fuel itself. He claims the vehicle runs cooler, that the air conditioner is cooler when it runs off that system, and he can actually add fragrance to that water and have a pleasant smelling exhaust as well.
That's funny. Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So a designer exhaust, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what do you
choose
think?
Your fragrance?
Yeah. Next, Starbucks will be selling it, huh? Well, that's very, very interesting, and I appreciate your participating in this interview. Perhaps
you're very
we can
welcome.
Do a follow-up discussion with you after you've had a chance to examine it closer in a couple weeks.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully in 2 or 3 weeks we will be able to get back in touch with him and do a little more in-depth study on his vehicle and have some better answers. And if you'd like to call me, I'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Yeah, let me ask you one more thing. There was a white like canister running alongside the...
It was some type of filtering system. It was almost like a water filter of some sort. He didn't explain that in any length to me or to the production crew there, but I'll try to find out what all of that is and see just how much information I can get out of him. Hopefully he won't keep too many secrets.
But that was not involved in the stream of gas going into the engine. That
no,
was
it was,
for
it was
water.
Not. No, it was not anything to do with the gas itself.
There was no flashback arrestor or other filter for the gases going into the engine?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, it's sort of a white and blue canister, and it looks like it's heading toward the engine from...
Basically, he showed me he pulled the end of that... only thing he did was pull the end of that hose to show that it was not connected to anything. That hose goes, like, into the fender well there on the driver's side, and it was just kind of tucked in, hidden, you know. And what its function was, I'm not exactly sure, but he assured me that it wasn't... you know, we weren't drawing fuel from that. He pulled the hose out and showed that it was connected to nothing.
Yeah. Well, it could be that he was sucking his intake air through that then. If it's a vacuum system, he's pulling air from somewhere. I wonder if he's pulling it through there.
That's a possibility. Hmm. Possibility.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, thank you so much, Mr. White, and I hope that this will result in some increased customer traffic for your shop.
Well, I appreciate it.
Deserving of it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll look forward to getting back together in a couple weeks and seeing what happens.
Okay, thank you. I do,
too. Thank you.
Good day. Bye-bye.